Blog Talk Radio.
The Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and on tonight, it gives me great joy to welcome you once again to Daughters of Naomi, which will be presented by the Sisterhood of Spirit Alive. Now, Daughters of Naomi is a program that has been designed for women of all ages to come together and truly discuss how to deal with everyday life by walking in holiness, righteousness, and virtuousness before God and man. So tonight, our topic is going to be accountability and responsibility. But before I get down to that, let me introduce you to the mighty women of God's round table that we have with us on tonight. We have Minister Tina Brown. Now, Minister Tina is a minister here at Spirit Alive. Hallelujah. She works tirelessly at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and we just praise God for her being in the house tonight. Also, from the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, the mother of our assembly and my biological mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, is in the house with us tonight. And also, we are blessed. I am so blessed to introduce to some and present to others a beautiful sister hailing to us from St. Louis, Missouri. Prophetess LaTanya Tatum is in the house on tonight, and she comes to us with her Kingdom Jewels Women's Ministry. So, and praise the Lord. So we got, and also, last but not least, hallelujah, we have the anointed Apostle Zeta Flowers in the house, and Apostle Zeta is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship located in Oakland, California. Hallelujah, we have her in the house. So, saints of God, you are going to hear a word from all of these sisters on tonight about accountability and responsibility. So let me just put it to you like this, because you know Apostle keeps it very real. I keep it 100. I keep it all of that. It is our responsibility as women to our daughters, our sisters, our nieces, our sisters in Christ, and just women in general. It is our responsibility to walk in accountability. Now, what I'm going to ask you is, what makes something biblically accountable versus the accountability that we find outside the church? Well, I'm going to break it down and I'm going to make it real clear for you. Biblical accountability is giving an account according to the clear standard of God's word in context of a personal relationship. Now, I'm going to break this down because, see, I'm going to have my sisters come behind me and we're going to start applying this thing, but I'm going to make sure you understand exactly where we're coming from. Now, the first and most obvious part of accountability is giving an account. You see, plenty of relationships do not have this component. But if there's no accountability, there's no account. And the clearest biblical examples relate to how we will give the account to God, as declared and decreed in Romans 14 and 12. Mm-hmm. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. And then Matthew 12 and 36 declares and decrees, but I tell you that men will give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. No creature is hidden from him, but all things are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account, says Hebrews 4 and 13.
Yeah.
Now, these passages right here share how we're accountable for our words, our deeds, mm-hmm. and ourselves. Now, yeah. whether or not we make ourselves accountable in this life, we're going to be ultimately accountable to God. One day we'll stand before God himself, and we're going to have to give an account. And our accountability to God is this ultimate sense, in this ultimate sense, forms the basis of our accountability to one another as human beings, you see. Being accountable reflects an aspect of the image of God that every human being has stamped in our beings. This is where the ideal of accountability partners with that covenant eye, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's where that comes from. Okay. Now, According to the, we have to remember when the world talks about accountability, it's not always clear what that standard is. And it can change from day to day, moment to moment. Now, unfortunately, this same ambiguity creeps into Christian accountability as well. But the Bible plainly emphasizes that real accountability is based on a clear standard. And that standard is God's word. Romans 2:12 explains that people are held accountable to God's word to whatever extent they understand it. You see, all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. In other words, the more you know, the greater your level of accountability. So if you're running around here and you want people to believe that you Holy Ghost Junior, okay, then all you're telling folks is you're willing to be accountable. Because the more you know, the greater that level of accountability. In Romans 2:15, Paul goes on to show that everyone has a certain level of accountability because God's law is written on their consciences. And they show that work of the law that is written on their hearts. See, the conscience confirms what's written on your hearts. You know. And their competing thoughts either excuse or accuse them. But we're all accountable, saints of God. Sisters, we're all accountable. Because biblical accountability is never arbitrary. See, it's all based on how the Bible tells us to live. And it's based on God's law written in our hearts. Whether it's good or bad deeds, careless thoughts, or even who we are as people, we're going to be held accountable to the clear standard of God's holy and righteous word. When the Bible talks about giving an account, it's never an impersonal or in a detached way. See, we're not just talking about some business contracts or some political treaties. No. You see, biblical examples of accountability are always personal. As we saw in Romans 14 and 12, each person will give an account of himself to God. See, we can't go up there talking about what Sister Jenkins did or didn't do or what Sister Bertha did or didn't do. We had to go up there and give an account of ourselves. And that's given in the context of a relationship with God. You know, do we have a good relationship with God or do we have a bad one? Because, see, everybody that listens to these programs aren't saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. You know, now I want to explain this to all of us so I can get this down in your spirit. Biblical accountability does not mean we have to tell our darkest sin to every person we meet, okay?
Amen.
Especially when our giving an account involves confessing secret sins. See, you don't see the Word of God didn't say go give an account to every. No. It said you're going to give an account of yourself to him.
Yes.
You see, biblical examples show that the level of accountability varies depending on the relationship. Listen, let's look at Matthew 18 and 15. It says, if your brother sins against you, go tell him his fault. Oh, wait a minute. What? It didn't say go tell Deacon Thornton his fault. It didn't say go tell Sister Mitchell his fault. Oh, no. If your brother sins against you, go tell him his fault between you and him alone. And the passage goes on to say, if that brother refuses to listen, you can involve more and more people in the process. But it's the same when seeking accountability for our own actions. You see, accountability starts by admitting fault to the people most affected by our sin. Mothers, daughters, spiritual mothers, mentors. See, it will expand outward as we seek to help others in being restored. Hallelujah. Titus 2 says that the older men and women in the church should model good behavior for the younger men and women and keep them accountable for godly living. in some situations, you know, we just need to suck it up, forget about how they might take us or look at us or what they might think, and just tell them and show them by example. See, we as elder spokesmen, we are teachers by default. God didn't allow us to live this long not to share what we know. We don't ask the younger generations, do they want to learn? Oh, no, my brothers, my sisters, because there's men up in here too tonight. We stand and we teach because we are accountable to God. Galatians 2:11 through 14 gives an example of accountability among peers. Paul says he's called out the hypocrisy of Peter and Barnabas. And James 3:1 speaks of the heightened accountability for those in leadership positions. Hello, yes, I'm going there. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly what things we must give an account of and to whom, but the principle of Matthew 18, as well as these other examples, it sheds a lot of light on the fact that accountability starts with our smallest circles, and then it expands out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Now, I'm almost really finished because I know I'm giving my sisters a lot of ammo. I'm giving a lot of ammo so that they can throw it old flathead. I'm giving them a lot of ammo. Now, listen. In Genesis 4:1-15, we see a similar scripture. Y'all know what it is. Am I my brother's keeper? Now, we're going to modify that for the sake of this program, and we're going to ask, am I my sister's keeper? Now, we know in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, Cain had just killed his brother Abel, and God approached him and asked him, where is Abel, your brother? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just explain something to everybody. Okay, now, the omniscient God, omniscient means all-knowing. He knew exactly where Abel was. He knew Abel was dead. Sometimes God just asks us those rhetorical questions, you know, because what he's trying to do, you know, he's trying to call us into accountability, and he's trying to give us an opportunity like he was trying to give to Cain to confess and repent. But instead of confessing and repenting, what Cain did was lie. Had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to be sarcastic with the Almighty God. See, he rejected accountability for all of his wrongdoing. And then he whined like a big old baby when he was banished. And he was still only caring about himself. Well, thanks to God, unfortunately, those of us who are called by his name can be just like Cain. You see, often we can reject the efforts that hold us accountable, and we neglect to hold others accountable. Have you ever heard or have you ever watched somebody, excuse me, bristle? You might see somebody and you walk up to them and you genuinely miss them and you say, praise the Lord, it's so good to see you here today. And they kind of bristle up, like what you're really saying is, oh, you haven't been here for a while. That ain't what you said.
You said you missed them.
But how, and you know, how do we respond when somebody says to us the same thing? Listen, God has ordained accountability in the body of Christ, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. Thus saith 1 Corinthians 12:13. You see, the body of Christ is a universal body of people who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In the local body, Christians have the opportunity to grow in Christ through the teaching of the Word, the fellowshipping of the saints, learning to exercise their spiritual gifts, and hopefully and prayerfully, grow in love for one another.
Yes.
As with the human body, each part is fully dependent upon the other part to function optimally. In this biblical community of believers, we should show our accountability first to God and then to one another. It starts with that very personal relationship that we have with God, how we obey his holy word, how we trust him, and how we do what is right because he said so, regardless of what anybody else is doing. We know our worth, sisters, as we discussed last time. And we know that as a daughter of the Most High God, then we're going to be accountable to him. So why do so many Christians resist accountability? It's simple. Pride. See, Cain was the quintessential example of this age-old problem of pride, saints. Cain wanted to do things his way.
His way.
So do some of us.
Yeah.
Cain became very angry and depressed when his way was rejected. So do some of us. Cain rejected God's counsel to do what's right. But so do some of us. Cain's anger and pride spiraled out of control, resulting in destruction of life and family.
According to University of Tennessee College of Law, to whom much is given, much will be
required. Turn that down, please. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we do the same thing. Cain never repented. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be like Cain? Are you never going to repent? Are you going to meet the Lord with your sins with sarcasm? My Lord, we pray not on tonight. Now, I have given you, hallelujah, a very brief synopsis, hallelujah, on accountability, Christian accountability. So, sisters, I'm going to ask you all, when we think about accountability, especially to one another, you know, where we understand that we are accountable to one another, we are, you know, we understand that we should be, you know, we should be watching out for our fellow sisters. We should be praying for our fellow sisters. You know, we should be actively seeking out our sisters to encourage them in the Lord. You know, if we're doing that, what is that going to look like? Now, all of the mighty women, I'm going to call you out because I have a lot of my sisters up in here. We now have Apostle Jaylion Travis joining us, and I'm going to ask any of you that want to get in on this conversation, I'm going to let you hear from the mighty women of God what the Lord might be giving them on accountability, being responsible and accountable, because so many times, like I said, we see mothers, you know, they have their children, but are they really being responsible and accountable to them? Lady, my brothers and sisters, for those of you, again, if you're just joining us, we have with us on tonight a beautiful new sister that we're welcoming into the sisterhood of the Daughters of Naomi. Prophetess LaTanya Tatum, and she is the founder of Kingdom Jewels Women's Ministry. So, my sister, I'm going to just go ahead and ask you to weigh in on how you see responsibility and accountability be either being played out or not played out today.
Praise the Lord, Apostle, and everyone on the panel. I give honor to you all and all the other brothers and sisters, men and women of God here tonight. I just give greetings to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I want to greet my husband and honor him. He's on tonight. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So what we're talking about tonight is biblical accountability and responsibility. But, you know, I like what it's talking about in Titus, where it's saying the women, the older women, to teach the younger women. Amen. So we need to be accountable for ourselves first, and then we're able to help other people, but we have to be an example. We have to live the life before them and let them see our life. Glory to God. Let them see how we're seeing out. But we got to be real. All right? We got to be real about this because, you know, as we grew up as children back in the day, we didn't have mothers that was able to teach us the right way. Amen.
Come on.
But today we do. We got women in church. I see sometimes, don't be afraid to say nothing, but, you know, we got to learn to speak the truth in love. All right? Now we got to speak the truth in love and let them know. Because, see, a lot of these young women, they don't have mothers. That these grandmothers raising these babies.
Yes.
Okay,
go ahead,
so we got to take these young women to the side and say, hey, boy, you need to put some clothes on right. You know, let them know this is how you're supposed to dress in the house of God. Amen.
Come on.
This is how you're supposed to carry yourself in the house of God. In the house, it's a way. God, it's an order of things. God does things deeply.
Yes, come on, sis.
So we got to teach these women. We got to go back to the beginning. We got to go all the way back and reteach these young women,
come on.
Men and women now. I'm going to put the men in there, too.
Both, yes.
Because I didn't have nobody to teach me, but I grew up, I watch, and you live and learn on what not to do.
Yeah,
amen. And you learn what to do. So I like in the book of Titus, where the younger, you look at your sister, you look at that young, the next woman sitting to you as your sister. She's not your enemy. That's your sister and brother in Christ.
Yeah,
glory to God. And we got to speak up, speak out, and teach them the right way. Glory to God, because they don't know. They don't know.
They don't know.
But we can't beat them up. They already know what they done wrong. They already know.
Say that now.
But
yeah.
We have to be, all of us going to be accountable. All of us are going to be responsible. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And so what I have
hallelujah.
Here is we got to, even as parents, we got a lot of young women that are mothers. Amen. So we have to let them know.
Yes.
That you have to be accountable and you got to be responsible. At first, as a single young godly woman, make sure they save. That's the one thing we got to
make sure they save first.
Come on now, that's the first step.
Make sure you save
because some of them they think they save but they not, right?
Right.
So we make sure they save, and then you got to let them know. Then you got to live safe. It's a process.
Hallelujah.
It's a and then when as mothers. You got single saints that are single, and then you got single men and women that have children. Glory to God.
That's
that are single fathers. We got women that
that's
are single
right.
mothers.
Come
glory
on,
God.
We ain't leaving them
so
out neither.
We got to take them to the word in Ephesians 4, glory to God, where they got to be accountable as young men and women, but godly.
Men of God,
young men
yes.
And it's a difference. You can no longer live like the world.
We
are in the world, but not of the world. Glory to God. We got to take them to the word and let them know we have a parental duty and a responsibility, and we are accountable as Christians first and then parents, Christian parents. Teaching them how to teach, train, to provide, nurture, control, correct, and instruct their children. Glory
to
God.
Right,
we have to be an example. We got people watching us every day. Family, friends, on your job, we got to represent Christ. Glory
that's
to God.
Right.
And let them
that's
know.
Good.
In Proverbs 22:6, we got to train up a child in the way
they should go.
And when he's old, he will not depart. We got to train. How
that's
you
right.
These babies?
Come
right
on.
When you get that word out and you show it to them in the word, we have
that's
to let
right.
them see
that's
us live
right.
this walk. We got to practice what we preach, y'all. We can talk all day long, but they going to look at our actions. They going to say, okay, I'm going to watch her because they can learn more about how we live this walk and what we're saying.
Speak on it. Because
you know they're going to call us out on it. Oh, you said
you know
this, but then you said that, so you a hypocrite.
Come on, make it plain.
Let them see you living a holy and righteous life, even after you speak it to them. Let them see you. Let them see you praying and fasting, reading the word, teaching it to them, taking
hallelujah.
The praying over these babies, prophesying, speaking words of life and not death, because there's life and death in the power of the tongue. You have what you say.
All right.
Glory to God.
That's
we got to be careful what we say to these babies. Whether we're out of anger or in our thoughts, it's coming out. Glory to God.
That's right. Come on. Speak on it.
We got to teach these young mothers and fathers how to bless their babies. They did that in the Bible days. They blessed their babies. They spoke over their babies. They spoke over their destiny.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And then give these babies back to God. Give them back to God and trust God with them. Continue to pray for them. Continue to help them. But not be overbearing. Glory to God. It's so much more to this thing called the kingdom. Living a holy and righteous life. It starts in the home. It starts at home. We got to monitor what our babies are doing as young mothers. Glory to God. Also in the church, we got to watch their activities, their friends, how they dressing, what they watching on social media and TV, dating, school, all that is, we're going to be held accountable for that. Everything we have is on loan, and God is going to hold us accountable for what we're doing and what we're not doing. Glory to God. We got to make sure the atmosphere, not only in our churches, but in our home, has the presence of God inside and out, peace, love, and joy. That these young women, teach them how to guide the home. Glory to God. How to stay at home. Pray over the home.
Yeah.
And teach them how to take authority and set the atmosphere in their home. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Warfare. Teach them how to stand up and take authority. Teach them how to protect and cover their homes. Glory to God.
Come on. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And put somebody over them to mentor them. Don't just stand and throw them out there and let them go. No, you got to continue to follow up with these babies today. It's so much going on. And we as adults need that.
Yes.
We need some following up with you. Come on.
Right.
Amen.
Glory to God. These young ones, and we as older ones too. As older ones.
Amen. Well, it's my sister. What is she? Is she a hurricane or what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how you start off a conversation. Hallelujah. But now we're gonna bring a beautiful truth. I have Holy Ghost goosebumps because she spoke the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I heard my mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, amening, and she probably down there throwing wigs and shoes and everything else. So, Mother, you can come on in the room and take a moment to say what's on your mind about accountability and responsibility.
Amen, Apostle Cook. And thank you so much, little Tanya Tatum. I appreciate you so much, and I hope to hear a lot more from you, young lady, because something to say to a whole bunch of us, not just kids.
Hallelujah. The anointed people. The anointed. Hallelujah. What?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. She got there. She's anointed, Jesus. Hallelujah.
7 years old for the Tatums who don't know me. And I tell you, first I'm going to start out with my children. One of them, which is Apostle Cook, is my oldest child, and I have two boys. And you have to stay with them and raise them. I tell the people all the time in my church, I tell them, you know, if my kids go wrong and do something, ain't nobody to blame partially for them. I raised them. I didn't send them over to Sister Susie's to be raised or Miss Mildred's to be raised and nobody else to raise them. I didn't send them to school to be raised or church to be raised. I started their rearing in the home with Bible study and teaching them about God's precepts. I taught them myself. I was their first teacher.
Yes, she did.
And I hope I wasn't as bad as my daughter makes me sound, because she said one time she was talking and she said, well, I thought she was Jesus up in the house. Wait. I said, no, I was Jesus. But I was telling you the truth. And I want to say something to the older folks, if I could, Bishop, to the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, the aunties. You know, something that we've seen take place in our society more and more, and that's the young people having the babies, bringing them home and dropping them on grandma, great-grandmas, and making them, wearing them out before they time. And let me tell you, grandmas, great-grandmas, aunties, I love every one of you to heaven and back. I love you. I love all of God's people. But you've got to stay on your knees and pray. God did not give those babies to you to raise. They gave them to their parents, whether they're both there or not. It does not matter. And I had some of them say to me, yeah, but the kids suffer. Do you think God is not aware of that? He still wants them to be raised by their parents. And if they suffer, he's holding the parents responsible. But when you step in and take them and you let them off the hook, they just keep having more and bringing more in. And you just keep going downhill and downhill and just taking them on in. You know, don't do it. Pray about it. And I can tell you about my own grandchildren and my own grandchildren. My youngest son and his wife wasn't getting along real well. And they wanted me to step in and kind of take the kids and kind of keep them out of the, out of the fray. And I prayed about it. Oh, I love those two babies more than anything. I did. And the Lord told me, he said, don't put your hand on that. Didn't give them to you. I know you love them, but don't you put your hand on that. Not for you to do. It's for the parents to do. And if the parents don't do it, then he said, I will be telling the parents what they are supposed to do, whether they want to hear it or not. And I left my hands off of it, and believe me, some bad things happened. But I believe that when God tells you not to put your hands on something, you better leave your hands off of it. Because he knows better than anybody what you need to be doing. So I'm not criticizing the grandparents or the great-grandparents. I'm just saying, pray about everything, my sisters. Amen. Pray about it.
Yes, amen.
You don't know what God has in store for them.
That's
and
right.
God don't miss anything.
Amen.
He doesn't miss tittle or nothing about that family. Keep
all right.
Keep it in your prayers. Keep them held up in love when they come around you. But you cannot take them to raise. He did not give them to you to raise. And I'm going to stop there. I could go on for a
long
time. But I thank God for this accountability. You have to be responsible
and accountable.
Or you're in the boat altogether. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Amen. You welcome. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, the eyes of God truth. I'm going to be as transparent as saran wrap right now. My mother told me at about seven. I would say seven. Yeah, seven. She took me to the side and she set me down and she gave me a little lesson on accountability and responsibility. And she never used either word. This is what my mama told me. Young lady, the day that you decide to bring a child into this world, you had better be prepared to raise that child. That, and let Michael, your saints of God, Bishop Shalane, look, Apostle Bishop, whatever you want, look, Shalane Marie Johnson Cook don't have it. That do, I do not have any children to this day. Thank you.
Amen. And I miss
because,
and I
but I know, I know that she, what she was saying to me is, it's what she was saying to me was, if you're woman enough to lay down and have them, then you better be woman enough to raise them. Stay with me.
Yes.
And my grandmother reinforced that. And the women in the church reinforced that. You know, it wasn't like a one-woman show. We always say here, a spirit alive, it does take a village. See, I understood that I was accountable for my actions even when I was not in my mother's eyesight. Because if Miss Betty or Mother Zeta or somebody saw me doing something in the neighborhood that was not right there and say, come here, what were you doing? And why mm-hmm. were you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And before I can get home, my grandmother, my mother, so they already know, they sitting at the door waiting for me to get there. And then they do us just like, and look, they do us just like God did Cain. What were you down there doing?
mm-hmm.
Now, you know they already know what you was down there doing.
Yep.
But see, my mother gave, you know, no one could put their hands on us and, you know, or anything like that. But what they, now, unless they were in our family, okay, aunties, you know, they, okay. But, you know, the village was, they were given permission to look out and be responsible and accountable one to another. We need to get back to that old landmark. We should want to be accountable and responsible to one another. So right now, I'm gonna bring Minister Tina on in, and because we have plenty of time, I'm gonna bring Minister Tina on in, and Minister Tina, you just share with us your thoughts on accountability and responsibility. I'm loving this. Amen. This is a good roundtable tonight. Amen.
Amen and amen. Accountability and responsibility doesn't just start with the youth. It also starts from sister to sister. If you see them doing something that might not be appropriate or what have you. We are here to encourage, not discourage or shame somebody for their wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. Letting them know that there is Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us to forgive us of our sin. Letting them know that they can be pardoned of their sin if they turn their life over to Christ. We are not here to judge them and ridicule them and make them feel worse than they already do for their sin that they've made. Maybe they did have a child out of wedlock. I was one of those children when I was 19 when I had my son, and I wasn't married yet. And I was shamed by my family, and that was the worst thing that my family could have did to me. So to me, accountability and responsibility is showing Christ's love when somebody is already feeling down and knocked down and that they don't have a way up.
Yeah.
Showing them God is the way, leading them with love and encouragement and not discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Love and encouragement, not discouragement.
Because
it'll turn them away from God, because we're Christians. And we're supposed to be acting like Christ, but then now we're being judgmental and self-righteous to where it turns that person off from Christ.
Responsibility
is to bring them to Christ, not take them from Christ.
Amen. That was excellent. Thank you. And you know what? What I'm loving right now is how the Holy Spirit is just moving from heart to heart and breast to breast. There are some things that just, you know, hallelujah. We need to hear the passion. We need to hear the different experiences. And we need to understand that this just doesn't happen to a certain group of women. You know, we all fall short. We all might need somebody to pull out a hotel and say, hey, sis, what you doing? What are you doing? You know? And instead of meeting them with sarcasm, you know, we should listen. We should listen, because if they love us, you know, why wouldn't you want to, if somebody, you know somebody loves you, why wouldn't you want to listen to them? You know? If they're loving you, trying to love you the way the Lord Jesus loves you, if they're trying to, if they're one of them for real, love you one, a new command, love you one another as if I have first loved you kind of people, why wouldn't you want to listen to them? Hallelujah.
Mm.
Okay, well now I'm gonna bring. So I'm gonna bring in the twin apostles. Here we go. Apostle Jay.
Yeah.
Come on in the room,
ma'am.
Love.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God and giving God honor and praises, because He is my love, my Father, my Creator, my Lord, and just glorifying Christ Jesus for this panel, as well as the Holy Spirit that is very, very relevant and present here.
Yeah.
I believe in everything that's been said from prophetess and mother and you and minister. The thing of it is that I was taught the same way you were, Apostle. In the communities, it took a village to raise a child, because those were some hard times. But now we're living in perilous and dangerous times. And the accountability, for example, children live what they learn and learn what they live. So we have the responsibility as well as the accountability to project who we're supposed to be in Christ, to project what the Word says. We're supposed to show them that there it's more than something that is written on stone or on tablet or in a Bible. We're supposed to be the living Bibles. We can't try to be their friends doing the TikTok routines with them and all that stuff.
No.
Seen some that they do it for the glory of God, but we have to make sure that we are responsible and accountable in warfare. We have to take back this generation.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the word of God say one day, He said, pursue and recover all. And I was like, pursue who? Pursue what? He said, take back this generation, because the enemy is
trying to kill
them. See, God is calling the remnants together, but the remnants start with the great-grandmothers and the grandmothers and the mothers. And I listened to what Mother said, and I'm going to put another side to it, because when the mom is out there on drugs and the dad is wherever he is, then the responsibility falls upon not just the grandmother or the mother, being the aunt, like Apostle Sherlene, who don't have kids, have to help come step in with a word or with her lifestyle. And you have to share with these children, no, you did wrong. And there's an accountability for it. We try to sugarcoat everything in a microwavable society. People want to hear only things about money, cars, houses. They want to hear about favor, but they don't want to hear about holiness. So where do we stand with this? We're not teaching holiness in the pulpit. That we sit there and we judge, as Prophetess LaTanya said, we judge them when they come to church. When people are going to church, it's just like when they go to a doctor, they're looking for something that can help them and feel better, and to help them get past whatever it is that they're ailing from. People are, the children and the men and the women, they're ailing from the lack of holiness in the earth. People are turning from what's right, and they're making wrong look good. Look at how some of these ungodly laws got in place.
And then you got
children 12 and 13 years old saying, well, I think I'm a boy. But no, if you were born a girl, when you die, you're going to stand before God as a girl. You can go and get anything or take whatever you want. But I'm going to be a mother and tell you that's wrong, and it's not going to take place in my house. See, a lot of people want to be friends with their children. That's the first mistake. The second mistake is when I come to you as a sister, as the prophetess and mother said, you know, in love to correct and say, hey, you may want to teach your daughter that she shouldn't be married to a woman, because that's not how God, and give them the scripture. And then go talk to that child. But first of all, before you do all that, labor in prayer. And as Mother said, see what the Lord is saying. You know, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God comes by way of His word, and that's the guidance that we want. We have to get up and pray over these children, walk through these communities, because when I grew up, it was a lady in our community in North Memphis, in Memphis, Tennessee, called Mama Tank. Mama Tank would walk down those streets, and Apostle Tatum's grandmother was one of those women. She would walk the street with a belt, Aunt Ollie. And my aunt, they're my great aunt, and Aunt Lenora. And the thing of it is that if they saw you do something wrong, like Apostle said, before you got home, your mama them knew. But they tore your butt up, too. Now, nowadays, you can't say nothing to somebody's child. You got grown women trying to be young. You got grown women in their 50s and 60s trying to be women
to be
and sisters and friends with their 20-year-olds and hang out with them
yeah.
at the club and
mm-hmm.
vaping and getting
mm-hmm.
nails and stuff. Don't get me
Bless
wrong. I don't have no problem with a woman looking good, but the only thing that's going to look really good on them is holiness and righteousness.
Holiness and
righteousness. Yeah. I can look at, you can
Absolutely.
Look at a mother and tell
yeah.
who the mother and who the child is, but you can also look at them, and I'm not judging because I don't judge anybody, because I was
yeah.
that 15-year-old pregnant young lady who got persecuted by the church. And I remember my mom going down there telling them, she said, y'all may talk about my child because of mistake. She didn't know anything about a boy, but I can guarantee you this. You're going to come to her one day, God going to send you back, and I'm going to pray
yep.
for my child, and you're going to ask her to pray
yeah.
for your and it happens.
For you.
But some
Hallelujah.
Of these mothers will, some of these mothers refuse, and the fathers, and see, God give us spiritual parents. He give us spiritual
yeah.
mothers and fathers. He give us, he put things in place for us because God sees everything at all times
yeah.
and knows things at all times.
Yeah.
Whether you're a grandmother, great-grandmother, whether you're a mom or auntie
Doesn't
or sister
matter.
Or uncle or cousin, the accountability is living the word of God. The accountability
yeah.
and the responsibility is showing them, hey, this is how it's supposed to be done. You can't do that. Don't say, well, we might want to take you to counseling. No, your counsel is going to come from the word of God, from what he's saying. And see, you got so many other entities. It's just like when grandma and them used to cook in the kitchen, you had to put the right ingredients in the bowl in order for the thing to come out the way that it's supposed to, for it to be
That's
nourishing
right.
and substance for the body. We're putting so
mm-hmm.
many other things.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting the politicians in our home. We're letting them take the word of God out of the houses. We're letting them take discipline from us. And so now we as the body of Christ, the daughters of Naomi, the daughters of God, the servants of God, we're supposed to. We're responsible.
Yes.
And God is going to hold us accountable as long
yes.
we have to stand uh-huh. in and take over. And what he says, we have to pursue and recover all, but we also have to be like that father of the prodigal son. It never talked about where his mother was, but I believe she was somewhere around. And the thing of it is that she trusted her husband enough to know that if you're going to stand on the wall, then I'm going to stay on my knees. See, somebody got to have
you go.
You got to have a mom and a dad
yeah.
some kind of way.
Yeah.
Somebody got to stay on
yeah.
the wall, and somebody
yeah.
got to stay on their knees.
Stay
you got to keep
knees.
On praying for these children, and you got to
yeah.
let them know, because this generation here is one of the most toughest generations I have seen. You got them, hey, the enemy is after them, and I believe that this
yeah.
generation, our chosen generation, we're all, but it's something about the purpose for this generation. They call them millennials
yeah,
or whatever, but I call them children of God. But the thing of it is this, that God has a purpose in each and every one of us, but our responsibility is to go pursue and recover all and bring these kids back to who God is.
Yes.
But how do we do that? We have to live it. We have to be
yeah.
what they see, because everybody don't go to church. So we have to be that scripture,
Amen.
That living word that they'll see in the earth, and the blessing of the Lord would be on them and as well as on all of us. And the accountabilities, if we fail to do so, part of what they go through, like Mother said earlier, you know, some bad things will happen. But that's what happened when you leave the window open for the enemy to come in, to kill, steal, and destroy, when you leave the door
yeah.
unguarded. We're gatekeepers, and we're heirs to the
yeah.
promise. We have to make up our mind if we're going to be responsible and accountable to walk in holiness and righteousness and teach these children, tell them in love and truth, but tell them. And not only
tell them,
but help them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was awesome. And let me just piggyback on that responsibility and accountability to our children. A part of that also extends to, you know, we need to recover. We need to go back, pursue, and recover. And we do that by saying, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So sometimes we got to press back against school systems. What? My son came and told me he was born in the wrong sex. The devil is a lie. You will not give my child gender altering pills. What?
No.
My child is what?
Well.
He needs to take Ritalin. Oh, no, you, no, 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 no. The devil is a lie. You don't get to, you are not a doctor. You do not get to prescribe my child Ritalin.
Amen.
Let's look at the racial thing. It is our responsibility to know what those people are putting in our children's jacket. You know, let's just keep it real. Racism is alive and well, okay? Now, if Becky hauls off and hits somebody, Becky might not get in trouble. But if your son or daughter just says, you hit me, I'll hit you back, that can go in their jacket as your child is being combative. And do you know whatever goes in your child's school jacket follows that child? Well, I don't care what color they are, will follow that child through their whole school career.
Yeah. So, see,
we need to be accountable in our homes, but we also got to get outside. And if these people are telling our kids, trying to teach our kids the wrong things, then we need to start getting on our knees and praying for the right people to put in the right places so that our kids have to be subjected to this stuff. So that takes work, people. It takes more than just lip service. It takes more than just sitting around complaining. It takes you getting up in the morning, perhaps going down to that school. It may take you writing letters to your senator and your congressman. It might take you being all up in the school board's face. It might take you pressing back.
Yes.
But you gonna let them people know that your child is gonna pursue godliness, because as for you and your house, you gonna serve the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Now let me bring Apostle Zeta on in here with her thoughts, and then I'm gonna open the floor up to everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Praise God for this time and to be on here. I've heard all the beautiful comments. Every one of them was just a blessing to my ears. Praise God. But I'm coming. Well, I know what we're to do tonight, but I also have something else on my heart and my mind because it's important. It's important. And I'm going to ask for forgiveness tonight, but I'm going to also share some points, because I know the topic consists of talking about being mentors, parents, and being accountable and responsible.
Amen.
We must be accountable as women of God, children of God, period. We must be accountable. We must be responsible. When God called us, he expected us to be so. And we must be, absolutely. let's see. Okay, we must manifest who God says we are.
Yes.
We must emulate Christ. The world may handle things a little differently, but if it appears that we're handling things like the world, it should bother us. We should want to make it right. We should want to let it be known that this is not the way. This is not the way I go. As I heard Apostle De Leon say, your accountability should be from the Word of God. In other words, our accountability should stem from the Word of God. You know, that if we are walking accountable to God, then that means that we must have been in the Word. We must continue to be in the Word.
Yes.
We must live it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I have a little piece here that I want to say concerning mentees and parents. Being a mentor, being a parent, God has entrusted us with the mentees, with the children. He places them in our care, so to speak. So they're in our care. All right? Because we're representing God in the things that we do. So we are responsible, and we must also be accountable to them. They should be able to count on us. Let's see here. Okay, now I have some scriptures that I just want to share here.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Apostle. Take time.
It won't be long. James, let's see. I'm going to James, the first chapter.
Amen.
Because it's all gonna fall in line. James, the first chapter.
Amen.
Okay, and we're going to start with the 22nd verse. And it says, "But ye be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was, or woman, as we know. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to go a little bit further.
Okay.
Praise God. Let's see. All right. I'm going to read this, John 13:34, speaking of a new commandment. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." Now, Jesus gave us part of the final instructions. Well, I don't have to read that. But anyway, I wanted to read this one. "A new commandment I give to you, that you also love one another." So if we love one another, it's going to show forth. Amen. So I wanted to mention the fact that I was on the broadcast last Wednesday evening. And I came on late on the broadcast. Now it was really awful to me. I mean, but it was something I could not help. But being accountable when something happens, and even if it's not our fault, we need to let it be known that was not my intentions to be late. I do child care in my home. So the parents of the children that I have got here late. I couldn't help it. And I'm not making an excuse for it because I'm going to continue to work on that with them to try to help them to be accountable so that they will be on time, so that I won't be coming on a little after 6 o'clock like what happened last Wednesday. Because when we cannot be accountable, there are people that are, you know, waiting for you or to hear what you're going to say or what you're going to present or whatever. So while they are waiting, sometimes things are entering into their minds about, you know, where is she? What happened? You know, why can't she be accountable? Now, I'm not saying that anybody said that, but those are things that can come up. And it can look like also that you are not responsible. This is a great topic for tonight. It can even look like you're not responsible, even if you are a responsible
individual.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Very responsible.
So what I'm saying tonight is, if something comes up like that, you know, you can't always come on the broadcast, you know, trying to make it right because you're taking up even more time. So that's where I was coming from last Wednesday. So when I came on, I didn't get into that because it was already some time wasted. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have to look at those kinds of situations also, you know. So,
amen.
I felt led to let that go until
let
I had
it go,
an opportunity.
And
I was praying to the Lord as to when that should be. So we left for our family reunion and everything and came back. And so when I found out what the topic was tonight and everything, I said, well, this is an ideal time, you know, because I have been accountable practically all my life. I mean, after being saved and, you know, and giving my life totally over to the Lord, and especially mm-hmm. Becoming a leader, I've made myself to be accountable and responsible.
Amen.
As
yes,
much
you
as
have.
I have been able to do.
Yes.
So
yes,
tonight, first of all, I'm asking Apostle Shirlene if she would forgive me. Now, I'm not going to let it ride because I'm going to try to make things better, as I said, by trying to get the parents to be more accountable. Each time that I'm on the first and third Wednesday, I have already sent them a message early asking them to get here before 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Amen.
So, first of all, I want to ask forgiveness of Apostle Shirlene Cook and anyone else that was listening in that evening.
Amen.
Because whoever was on there was waiting.
Amen.
Okay. And then I came on late, not apologizing, which is what I wanted to do, but as I said, there was already time wasted. So that's another thing. You know, if we make a mistake, whether it's our mistake or someone else caused it, and you couldn't do anything about it, you know, we don't just shrug it off and let it go.
My Lord.
We need to make it right by being accountable, by being responsible.
Amen.
All right, I'm done.
Amen. Amen. Well, first and foremost, Mother Apostle, it is my job as the modern-day Shulamite woman to always cover you. So you are forgiven for whatever, but I didn't, you know, I do what I do, and it happens for a reason, and I just want you to know that I love you, and I know that you're responsible and that you're accountable.
Yes.
And there was a very good reason, and we could hear the reason behind you. I totally understood. And the people that were, I just want you to know that the people that were waiting for you, we all love you and we all know what you do and we all know who you are, your character.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know there's nothing really to forgive, but if it'll make you feel better, you're forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And I want to thank you for your transparency. That's a beautiful thing. See, if more servant leaders practice transparency, they wouldn't be so afraid to preach, you know, because see, a lot of people have you out there mind. I'm not even going to go there tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But now,
Amen.
If any of you are sitting in our studio with us tonight, and you want to put your praise on it, you want to touch and agree, we still have time. Now, this is how you do it. All you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you want to join this praise party. I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you're listening to us via the chat rooms or via Skype, if you type your comment or praise right now, I will relay it to the rest of the group of sisters so they will know that you were touched by tonight's program. Amen. So right now we're going to start off with area. Oh, hallelujah. We have Mother Matty from the Good Shepherd. Mother Matty, come on in the room and have a word.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Good evening, Bishop Cook.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening to all ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
I enjoyed the program. It was so much. It was truly words of wisdom. To Mother Zeta, you are forgiven. You did not do nothing wrong. You did not. You did not do nothing wrong.
Amen.
Sweetheart. Things happen. Things happen.
Amen.
It just happened.
So
we love you. And we understand. And to all the Spirit Alive family and the daughters of Naomi, love you all. And Bishop Cook, you know I love you. Michelle Scott, you know I love you. Mother Mitchell, all of you. Minister Tina, all of
you
all. I love you all.
We love you.
I tell you, love you too. It was words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like you, Bishop Cook. I do not have children, but the only thing I can go by is my mother, the way she was and the way she raised me. And I always talk about my mother because my mother had to be mother and father for me. I lost my father at 5 years of age, but my mother taught me how to pray. I mean, she had to teach me how to pray at 3 years old because I wasn't even old enough to go to kindergarten. My mother taught me how to pray. And one thing I do know, parents should teach their children about the Lord at an early age. Children need to accept the Lord at an early age. Learn how to pray. Say their prayer, say their grace. And the parents should teach their children, like my mom did. She always said, Matty, put the Lord first above all things, and he will make the impossible possible.
Yes.
And I know that to be true because she's gone home to glory. And the Lord is still making ways out of no way for me. He has made the impossible possible for me. And I pray for children.
Yeah.
I pray for our babies. This is the millennial generation.
Come on, Mother.
And this is a tough generation, like the lady said. This is a tough generation. We have our young people committing suicide for the children. It's hard for them, but the home training, it starts in the home. So you know, children sometimes, you know, they make mistakes. We talk about teenage moms. You know, you make mistakes. You have a child. That's okay. But you get over that mistake and you move on. You move on. That's how I see it. You move on.
Amen.
Because you made a mistake.
Yeah.
You made a mistake. That don't make you a bad person. You just move on.
Come on. That's good. That's good advice.
And accountability and responsibility, that is very important. You're not a man or you're not a woman if you're not accountable and responsible. You have
to be
responsible.
Amen.
And my mom, she told me my dad did everything, paid the bills and everything. But when she became a young widow, she had to pay her own bills, take care of her own household. Well, everything my dad did, my mom had to step up to the plate and do that. So she was a responsible woman. Even in responsibilities, you have to be responsible, take care of your household, whatever it is, your children or whatever. You have to be responsible. You have to have accountability. That is very important as a man and as a woman. I agree with the lady. I do. I agree with Mother Zeta. So,
hallelujah.
All the ladies. All the ladies. They gave good
words
with wisdom. And I thank God for you all. May God bless you and your household and your families. God bless you, Bishop Cook, your household family.
God bless you,
God
Mother Matty.
God bless you.
I love
God
you.
God bless you, Mrs.
You.
I
God
love
bless
you,
you.
God bless
love
you,
Mrs.
Scott, and your family. I tell you, this is encouragement. It is encouragement. I wish all young people could have heard this because the children and the young people need to know about the Lord. And older people, we got to teach the children and the young people the right way. Because if they see acting like hypocrites and fighting in the church and arguing about stuff, then they ain't going to want to come to church. They're not going to want to come because they can see how the older people is acting. But if we embrace them, you know, embrace them the right way and you know, put our arms around them and let them know that they're loved and that they're cared for, regardless of what's going on in their home.
Amen.
Then, you know, that will make them feel comfortable about coming to my house. So, you know, we got to make everybody feel welcome, even if
that's
it's the homeless. Even if they don't look like we want them to look or smell like we want them to smell, they still got a child. We got to welcome everybody.
Come on, Mother Mackie. That's right. Amen.
We are many members with one body in Christ. And Jesus said,
amen.
I am the way. I am the truth.
The truth and the life.
All
right,
nobody
Mother Mackie.
Only through Jesus.
We get them stirred up. Hallelujah.
So I just praise Father God. I praise King Jesus. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank him. I thank him for what he did. The Bible says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Father God say, whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Come on, let's give him some life.
All this here on this earth is going to pass away. But I tell you, like a lady told me, Miss Lillian Edwards, and that lady lived to be 99. She said, "Teeks, all the hell I'm going through." And I say the same thing Miss Lillian Edwards say. This earth planet is all the hell I'm going through. I'm going home to be with the Lord. I'm going home to be with the Lord. I'm going to see my mother and all my loved ones. I'm going home to be with the Lord. And heaven is a prepared place of prepared people. And King Jesus said, now I didn't got started now. I didn't got started.
I know.
Let not your heart be troubled. But in my father's house are many men. If it were not so, I would hold you. I go to prepare a place for you. And where you may be also. And I will receive you unto myself. And Thomas was saying, we don't know where to go. Lord, we don't know where to go. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father only through me. So when you know, Jesus, Father God, have many mansions. You don't have to worry about no property tax. You don't have to worry about no light and gas. You don't have to worry about no water.
All right, Mother Mackie,
now. A mansion.
Okay, she doesn't understand it.
You know the Lord for yourself and the property.
Holy Spirit. What she said.
And I thank my mother who's going home to be
with
the Lord. But her prayers is still at the throne of God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mother, for the raising and the rearing that you gave me. And I wish all young people had the raising and the rearing that we had. Because if they did, they would understand what we feel. So God bless you. God bless all
God
you.
God bless
ladies.
You, Mother
Matthew. God bless the men as well.
Hallelujah.
God bless the men that take care of their children. I tell you, Lord, thank you. Lord, your mother to the motherless, your father to the fatherless.
Jesus.
To the woman
that
have no husband. Lord, you're everything that we need. I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I can't help it. Like they say, it's like fire.
Shut up in your mouth.
When you know
well,
Lord
we sure thank you, Mother Matthew. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. We want to thank Mother Mackie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Now, I wanted to just say this also. I want to piggyback on what Mother Mackie said because it was very important. Many of these young people, these young mothers, they think if they get their kids, you know, designer clothes and shoes that they're only going to grow out of. And if they, you know, they've got their PlayStations and their Xboxes and they've got their televisions and their plasmas and their tablets and their cell phones, you think you're being a responsible parent. You see, what I heard all these sisters, all my sisters say up in here tonight is being accountable and responsible is about being there. It's about knowing what your children are doing. See, I can tell you this. Shelly Marie was not in her, wasn't going to be up in her room building no bombs. Why? Because my mama going to know what I'm doing up in my room. Okay. I wish I would have told my mother, gee, golly, gee, mom, get out of my room. My mama would have said, you don't have a room. This is my room. And then she would have proceeded to go get a screwdriver and take the hinges off the door, okay?
Exactly.
I'm from the old school. I'm on the baseball. My mama didn't play, okay? I wish I would. I wish I would. I wish I would. I wish I would. You know, there's just some things we didn't do. We didn't speak unless we were spoken to.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
We didn't open our mouths unless we were spoken to. See, we were trained, okay, before we went in a grocery store, anywhere in public, all of our mamas could have said the same thing in unison. Now we're about to go in this store, and you better not pick up nothing, touch nothing, and go nowhere. You better stay right behind me and this cart. Because, see, she let me know, and she let all three of us know, where you show out, you can get crowned. You will get dealt with right there. It will be handled right there. And it was without exception. See, there has to be a standard. See, but you know, parents back in the day, they understood the standard of God's word. They understood about actually training up their children. You know, they walked with their children. Like you said, they took them to church whether they wanted to go or not. They did. This woman took it. Look, this woman would take me to church, send me to church, and then when I got home, we'd have Bible studies. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Okay, Jesus had to be my friend.
Yes, Lord.
Or I was going to be a miserable child. But, you know, it stuck. You know, I did not depart from it. And if it worked for us, it'll work for these young mothers today, because what does God say about himself? What does the truth say about himself? I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the standards of God's word is going to stand yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, I just want to, if anybody else has a comment, come on, feel free. This is not, you know, hey, we family up in here. We can talk about it. We can discuss it. Hallelujah. But while I wait, I thought I heard my wonderful sister cousin, Prophetess LaTanya, say that Brother Ken was in the house tonight. Apostle, you in the house, press your one, please, because I want to introduce him also tonight, if I may, because on Monday, saints of God, Monday, August the 1st, mark your calendars and save the date, because we're going to have a very special guest in the person of Apostle Kenneth Tatum, the wonderful high priest and covering of that fireball, and beautiful sister, phenomenal woman of God that we heard earlier, prophetess.
Amen.
Latanya Tatum.
Amen.
Okay. So
Amen.
Is Apostle, are you in the house? Look.
He had texted me, Apostle. He texted me, Bishop. He texted me, said he had to go on some rounds. He was at work.
Okay, no
work,
problem.
So.
No problem. Well, we will hear from him at another time. Does anybody else have any comments? We got a lot of sisters and brothers up in here. If anybody else has any comments, feel free. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at here. Sister Barbara from down in Orlando, Florida writes, she writes, OMG. Oh, my goodness. What a program. You sisters are fire. And she spelled it F-I-Y-A-H. Okay. Okay, she's ready. F-I-Y-I-A-H. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad. Well, praise the Lord, Sister Barbara. We're so glad that you are joining us down there. And then we got Kenyetta, our friend Kenyetta, and she is listening to us in Mexico City, Mexico. So, hola, hermana. ¿Cómo estás? Bienvenidos. We're so glad you're here with us on tonight. You know, we're glad you enjoyed the service. She said she really enjoyed the service, so I'm so glad that you enjoyed it, because I know I did. I had a lot of fun with my sisters on tonight, talking about responsibility and accountability. Each and every one of them was simply phenomenal, from Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Mitchell, hallelujah, our sister, and, you know, just our newest addition, but a wonderful addition, Prophetess LaTanya Tatum, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Apostle J. Leon Travis, Mother Matt Key, oh, hallelujah, we just praise God for each and every one of these phenomenal women of God. They share with us wisdom. They share with us insight. Hallelujah. And they just shared with us what is needed in a time such as this. Now, if you're one of our sisters and you were listening tonight and you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, I want to tell you, you have a responsibility to yourself, hallelujah, to come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. You have a responsibility to treat yourself better. You need to be accountable to yourself and bless yourself by coming into a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And let me tell you something. You do not have to wait till you dress up and go to a building. All you have to do is bow right where you are and tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I confess of my sin. And I believe that you are the Son of the living God. Please come into my life and save me for your name's sake. Then use me for your purpose and glory. Because, Lord, I want to be accountable to you and to my brothers and sisters. And it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer with me, on behalf of all the beautiful sisters in the room tonight, we want to welcome you to the family of God. And we just beseech you to get into a local church where you can be around the saints, where you can grow in the word, where you can exercise your spiritual gifts, as I said at the beginning of the program. You need to be around like-minded people so they can help to strengthen you and be and hold you accountable and be accountable to you. So, you know, also, we pray that you study to show yourselves approved, okay? And just remember that the Word of God is the best defense that our children, our young sisters, hallelujah, anyone has against this world today. Hallelujah, because as you know, the devil is turning everything upside down. You know, the people we used to could go to for counsel and hold them accountable and responsible, we can't do that anymore because they're being neither. So on behalf of all of us from the Spirit Alive Network, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Ministries Network. Good night, my beautiful sisters. I love
good
you.
Good night. We love you.
Good night.
I love you
all.
Good
night. God bless you. You were awesome.
Love you.
Bye.